Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It may be RJ Choppy's birthday, but it's Sean Sharif who is smiling as three-time champion in high low.
I think it's only back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
Oh,
it's only back-to-back. And
fake
today
news.
I'm going to make a pledge.
Fake news.
If RJ wins, I will not get upset because it is his birthday.
Oh.
And this is what he lives for.
Yes, it is.
So you can be as douchey as you want to be.
All right. I can't wait, baby.
At least for me. I can't promise Roy's reaction.
I love how you're inviting him to be douchey as if he doesn't already do it.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's why we love RJ. He celebrates his 45th birthday today. Mm. Is it 45? Is
you're
that right?
You're still the old one, Troy. He's 39.
Oh.
Wait, are you 39?
I'm 40.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's all good,
we
man.
Got the youngest 40-year-olds in the Metroplex with Ben Skin and Troy.
That's true.
And you, almost.
I mean, you know, I don't look young.
No,
but,
Either way, you guys
No, you don't.
Yeah, you don't look young because
no,
of the way.
No, you don't.
You don't look young because
far
of the,
from it.
Because of the way you eat, which is why we're going into high-low today. With a hungerness in our tummy. Foodies, all of today's answers are people with food-related names. One more time, all of today's answers, people with food-related names.
And they can be actors or anything? Or is it athletes with food?
Why are you asking so many questions?
Because I want a three-peat.
They're athletes. All right, so we're going to start with Sean Sharif.
Oh,
foodies, do you want to go high or low for 3 points?
Let's go high.
3 points.
I'd say humans are kind of fickle when it comes to how your emotions can kind of get the best of you, and you got to just find the right mental space and motivation to get up.
You know it, Roy?
I do. I do know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do. Oh, this is where you need to write down.
It's the only one I had written down, too.
Sugar. Jerry Rice! I just gave up an answer.
Yes, you did. For 2 points, name the foodie. Ohio-born, he was spicing up defenders as a wildcat before he headed out west.
Again, please.
Ohio-born, he was spicing up defenders as a wildcat before heading out west.
Wildcat, is it Kentucky basketball or? I don't know.
Oh, that's a shame.
For 1 point, name the foodie. Ohio-born was spicing up defenders as a wildcat before heading out west, and now he's a warrior.
Steph.
What's his name? You got to say his full name.
Steph Curry. Wildcat is Davidson?
Davidson Wildcats.
Davidson Wildcats.
Yes, Davidson Wildcats.
Born in Ohio. How'd you know that from
for?
The jump?
I could tell his cadence. Okay. I could tell his cadence.
Yeah. Roy stalks him. RJ Choppy, the birthday boy. High, low, foodies is what we're looking for. High or low for 3 points.
How many names you got written down there, champ?
Three.
That's ridiculous.
So I had a fan say that he wants me to go low. I usually go high.
Oh, wow. You're taking votes now? Taking requests?
So let's go low.
Taking requests over here, DJ Clemens.
Requests and dedications. Low.
I think so. I can feel it even in training camp, but that same thing, just that enthusiasm, just to be around each other and practicing.
Sounded like David Irving. Crap.
Ezekiel Elliott.
What's the food?
Ezekiel bread.
My gosh.
What an idiot.
My gosh.
Maybe not an idiot, but that is not correct. For 2 points, name the foodie. Born in 95, he was making plays in Columbus before moving to the Big Apple. What a coinkadink.
Coinkadink?
I think the coinkadink, I wouldn't factor that in.
Okay. Read the clue again, please.
Born in 95, he was making plays in Columbus before moving to the Big Apple. What a coinkadink.
Never mind. Wilson! God, doesn't it suck to hear? He was born in 95.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I'm trying to think how old that is. I know who this
is,
too. Especially
today.
Is
that 23?
Especially today with your 39th birthday.
Yeah.
Like, we're all 80, 81.
For 1 point, name the foodie. Born in 95, was making plays in Columbus before moving to the Big Apple. What a coinky dink. And now, he's a Giant.
Roy is all over these.
Yeah, but I'm not going to have anything left.
Eli Apple.
Good job, Dub.
And now this doesn't help me.
Yeah, won't matter.
Doesn't help me one bit.
Yeah, but Sean and RJ are helping you. They only have 1 point each. Now we go to Roy to round out round one of High Low and 105.3 The Fan. Foodies is what we are looking for. 3 points, high or low, Dub?
I'll go high, please, Troy.
Of course you will.
I mean, you remember me when I was younger. It was like, yo, do this, do it now. Let's go. Why aren't you getting this? Come on, let's go.
Right.
As opposed to now sitting back and allowing things to materialize.
Might have to hold that one in and not give up any guesses.
Take the buzz?
I'll take the buzz.
You said buzz?
I'll take the buzz.
Okay, just want to make sure. For 2 points, name the foodie. Considered one of the best ever, he was well done when he retired in 2016.
Well done. It's a three-way tie, Roy. Come on, baby.
Ah! This makes me so mad.
That was hard.
Well done. I'm, like, thinking meat, steak.
Way to go, Roy. Kind. Way to take it to meat or
can't,
steak.
Can't get further anywhere
further
past that. I was thinking
bread. I was thinking fruit there.
For 1 point, name the foodie considered one of the best. His career was well done when he retired in 2016, and it was well done because he's one of the greatest Lakers of all time.
Kobe Bean Bryant. I thought
or
about
Kobe.
It.
Kobe.
Ah, beef. Kobe beef. Kobe. I guess I should. That would have been enough. You know, if I'd have thought about that, I would have gotten that okay.
But you
didn't. If we all would have thought about our answers, we'd all get that.
Would have thought.
I'm nuts.
Love it. We go to round two of High Low on 105.3, the Fan and Practical Jokers ticket giveaway in 1 second, but we have a tie at the top. 1 point each all the way across. Sean. Defending high-low champion, trying to hold on to the title on RJ Choppy's birthday. High or low in, foodies?
High.
High for 3 points.
The mentors I have to have, they give us sportsmanship and teach us different things in different sports, from baseball, soccer, to foosball, to ping pong.
Let me throw out Elton Brand.
Isn't that Bran?
What? I didn't. Oh yeah, it is Bran. Bran and Brand. Yeah, Bran.
Oh yeah, okay, I see.
No, I think it is Bran.
It is Bran.
Brand.
Can't eat Brand.
Brand.
Eh, it doesn't matter. For 2 points, name the foodie from Big D. He was no couch potato when he won gold in the dunk contest.
Again, please.
From Big D, he was no couch potato when he won gold in the dunk contest.
Nate Robinson, Vince Carter.
I don't know. Oh, you are going to kick yourself for
kick
that
yourself.
One.
For 1 point, name the foodie. From Big D was no couch potato when he won gold in the dunk contest, and I would tell you the truth, not a web of lies.
Gosh, the mighty Spud. Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. I'm not going to get
Door
mad.
Door is open. Door is open.
I'm not going to get mad.
You only finished with 2 points today, Sean. We go to the birthday boy, RJ Choppy. Whoa. 1 point on the board.
Don't be mad. You're not alpha.
Hot, what?
What? I don't know.
God, so Summer's Eve. 3 points, high or low?
High, Gene.
High for three.
You know, like this year, defensively, I needed to get better. So I worked hard, you know, with Dino.
I know you have this written down.
know who this is?
Nah, I have a good guess.
Dino. Who would Dino be?
Buzz him!
Buzz me.
4-2 points. Name the foodie. You don't have to fish for his nickname. The Meteor.
Mike Trout.
There it is.
I didn't want to guess it at first.
There it is.
The Millville Meteor is who we were looking for. So we got him. Mike Trout, that's 2 points. RJ, you have eliminated Sean. You have 3 points. But look at Roy White. Trying to get the gold in foodies on High Low on 105.3. The Fan, high or low for the win, Dub?
Low.
Why is this happening? You know, yes, this is the level that I wanted to get to. These are the players that I wanted to play alongside.
I got it.
Kill him, Roy. Take it from him on his birthday. Say it.
Jerry Rice.
There it is. The walk-off. See you later. Chop, chop.
Does it hurt?
Did you steal that from me?
Say the best to last.
Did I say Jerry Rice before?
You did say, Jerry Rice.
You guessed it the first time. Did you get that off that?
I did assume it was coming later since Troy kind of reacted with a,
No, I reacted to Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, that's what it was.
That would have been a great point.
I wrote Ezekiel Elliott down as well to make sure.
I never thought about Ezekiel bread. Great bread.
Good stuff.
It is a solid bread.
It's horrible. You have to keep it in the freezer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.